Hello and welcome to Savannah Alalia TV, where you learn to listen to your intuition and create a life that you absolutely love. There are no gurus here because you are your own guru. I'm simply here to remind you to pay attention to that guru that is inside of you. Are you sat there thinking, I'm unsure if I've got a guru inside me? You do, trust me. We all do. When you learn to listen to that part of yourself, that is when magic starts to happen in your life. And if you've been following my content for a while, you'll know I love to talk about pace. I think one of the biggest gifts that you can give yourself is to live at your own pace, slowing down when needed and accelerating when you're ready. But what happens when the world's pace, which is constantly driven by technological advances, collides with your own rhythm? At times, societal expectations might force you to suppress your intuitive guidance. I always have to chuckle when I remember what they used to call intuition, witchcraft. We live in an age of rapid advancements designed to make life easier, but the real challenge lies in maintaining your core essence as a human whilst navigating this rapidly changing digital landscape. I know it's tempting to look at all the modern systems out there offering to do pretty much everything for you, but there's a delicate balance between efficiency and keeping autonomy. If you give too much of your daily life to automated processes, you may find yourself disengaged from your own journey. It's important to ground yourself and stay connected to your body. Think about nutrition. Our ancestors craved calorie-dense foods because they had to chase it. Now we can get the hunt delivered to our doorstep, but the processed foods or chemicals are contributing to a widespread health crisis. In this age where artificial intelligence has woven itself into the fabric of our daily lives, it's incredibly easy to become almost a bit mechanical in your actions. As convenient as these tools can be, they can create a layer that separates you from your genuine self. Have you ever caught yourself operating on autopilot, feeling like you're going through the motions rather than actively engaging with your life? When things are handed to you, it can be hard to gauge your desire for them, and it can in fact lead you on a path to apathy rather than a feeling of pride or reward for your achievements. Did you know that according to the National Endowment for Financial Education, 70% of lottery winners lose their fortune within just a few years? Having things handed to you on a plate often causes more problems than it solves. So when AI systems can do everything for you, it's easy to imagine a world where we eventually find ourselves like the sedentary humans in the Pixar movie WALL-E, walking away from a destroyed planet, addicted to screens and detached from reality and your body. Have you ever heard the phrase touch grass, which is used to reply to someone who's chronically online? It's a tongue-in-cheek reminder that connecting to the real world is invaluable. I believe that the key to finding this balance is to be fully in tune with your intuition in your body. And as you refine your inner compass, you become more able to engage with progress and technology without losing touch with your humanity. Sure, AI is convenient, but remember, it's programmed by humans. Like us, it's also fallible. Historically, the best way to manage the use of AI technology has always been to inject human reasoning wherever possible. Take the story of Stanislav Petrov, a Russian lieutenant colonel, who used his intuition to avoid nuclear catastrophe when technology falsely signalled an attack. In fact, the newly implemented detection software had failed to be programmed correctly for sunlight filtering through a specific kind of cloud system. Had Stanislav simply reported the missile strike rather than using his expert judgment, we might be living in a very different world that is much more like the WALL-E wasteland I mentioned earlier. Intuition is a skill. The more you hone it, the more you will be able to trust yourself to make empowered choices. A wonderful way to start developing this skill is my Roll Me Open bodywork series, designed to help you release stuck fascia in your body and switch your intuition on. When you learn how to release your physical tension, you enhance your receptivity to your body's signals. As I mentioned in my blog, Intuition versus Sensing, your body is continually perceiving hundreds of details about the world around it. When you open physically, you are more in tune with this subconscious system, taking a step to becoming what I affectionately term a higher functioning human. If you want to learn more, check out the link below. We as humanity are at a crucial point in our collective journey, stepping out of a period of difficult times into a bright, shiny and new era. With developed intuition, you'll be better able to harness the power of AI to serve and enhance you and embrace a future where instead of simply surviving, you are thriving. Remember, trust your instincts, follow your intuition, because the world needs your voice and the magic it brings to us all. Jump on my mailing list to stay reminded and connected with your intuition, plus some special things I really only do share in email. I look forward to chatting with you next time on Savannah Alalia TV. Take care and talk soon. Technological. Technology. Technological.
You didn't like that word earlier.
I don't like technological. There's too many syllables in there. What's the logical bit that's failing me? Technological. So when... I'm so sorry. That was so not the right word.